thought is pausing. He would believe that there must still be fellowship and understanding for him among the inheritors of his birthplace. Let us suppose that such a shade has been permitted to revisit the glimpses of the golden morning, and is standing once more on the famous hill of San Miniato, which overlooks Florence from the south. The spirit is clothed in his habit as he lived. The folds of his well-lined black silk garment, or lucco, hang in grave, unbroken lines from neck to ankle. His plain cloth cap, with its becchetto, a long-hanging strip of drapery, to serve as a scarf in case of need, surmounts a penetrating face, not perhaps very handsome, but with a firm, well-cut mouth, kept distinctly human by a close-shaven lip and chin. It's a face charged with memories of a keen and various life passed below there on the banks of the gleaming river, and as he looks at the scene before him, the sense of familiarity is so much stronger than the perception of change that he thinks it might be possible to descend once more amongst the street and take up that busy life where he left it. For it is not only the mountains and the westward bending